As you know, there are thousands of substances that claim to cure cancer. So the question is, how do you actually tell which ones are true and which ones are not going to be very helpful? The difficulty is there's a lot of people that are wanting to sell a product that they know full well is not going to cure your cancer. It may slow it down a little bit. And there's a lot of things that actually will slow cancer down. That's not the point. If you slow it down, all that means is you're going to die later. The thing you have to look for is how to actually cure the cancer. Who do you believe and who do you discard? It's really very simple. If you can't find a scientific paper, preferably at least three scientific papers, that give in vitro and in vivo studies, at least animal studies, if not human studies, completely, totally discard it. Do not pay any attention to it. Don't waste your time on it. Don't waste your money on it. What I do is I put in the search terms, and then I put in National Institute of Health. If it is of any value at all, there will be studies reported in National Institute of Health, and they will give actual numbers. And what you'll find is that the things that they say are going to cure cancer actually produce a reduction in the growth rate or a slight extension of what they call progression-free survival. And what that means is you still have the cancer and it's still going to kill you. You have to find something that actually reduces the size of the tumors and keeps them reduced. I've been looking at this for many, many years. And we've been doing testing with a unique machine that actually tests to determine whether any particular substance is going to be helpful. We've looked at hundreds of different supposed cancer cures, and what we found is that 99.999% of them are absolute garbage. They may make you feel better, they may actually extend your life by a few months, but none of them are actual cures. There's a whole bunch of things that get a lot of press nowadays. Cannabis. Well, I was very hopeful for this because cannabis is a nice natural substance with very few side effects when it's used properly. Unfortunately, I've been following this for quite some time, and I've tracked 25 different patients. Of those, 5 are dead, and 19 have said that they've been doing it for many months, spend a lot of money on it, typically around $1,000 a month, and it has not reduced the size of the tumor. Unfortunately, that seems to be the standard response for people that have been trying it. I did read one thing in Cancer Compass where somebody said that their mother had been suffering from a particular type of cancer and she'd been bedridden for quite some time, and they gave her the Root Simpson's oil, and the next day she was up and going around the house doing things. That's good, but all that means is that she felt better for a day. I followed that for quite some time. I never found anything about it reduced the size of the cancer or that it extended her life. Unfortunately, that's just one of thousands of things that are not going to be of any help. In part two of this discussion, we'll cover some of the other very commonly recommended treatments and discuss what does work and what doesn't work.